everybody. Welcome again to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. We are taking a college angle today on swimming, and we are joined by Mr. Colby Kern, formerly of Delano, Watertown Mayor, Tigers High School Swimming, Velocity Aquatics Club Swimming, and now just finished his third year at St. John's University. Welcome, Colby.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you on. I feel like I've known Colby since he's probably been swimming over the past decade, so it's great to have a familiar face. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the Colby Kern legacy, give us some background on your swimming. I gave a little high level, but walk me through some of it.
Yeah. So I've been swimming competitively for, I think it's 14 years now. Swimming has been kind of my whole personality my whole life. Started out club swimming, just kind of did the normal track that everyone takes. Club swimming, as soon as I could do high school swimming, did high school swimming. And now past 3 years have been at St. John's. Started swimming because of my brother. I didn't really want to start swimming. It was just kind of something that I thought, like, oh, he's doing it, so it's fun, it's cool. So I started doing it and then just stuck with it.
That's crazy. So 14 years out of what are you, 20 now?
Yeah, almost 21.
Birthday next week, right?
Birthday next week.
All right. So that's right. 14 of your 20 years have been in swimming. How has your perspective of the sport changed over time?
Yeah, I would say probably when I was through like the 10 to 15, 16 range, like that age, I was trying to be very competitive in the sport. And then after kind of getting older and maturing a little bit, I realized that it can be more of, there's more of that, more than just competitiveness in it for me. All of my best friends I've met through swimming, it's pretty much a second family. So I guess I definitely thought of it as, I mean, competitively, like super competitive throughout my whole time swimming, but just in the past probably 5 or 6 years, I've definitely seen it as more of a friendship building way for me to have just kind of like a second family on campus and then also back in Delano.
Very cool. Yeah, it's funny how it changes over the years. And mm-hmm. The picture of the sport gets broader as you get older and more into it. And it sounds like you've experienced some of that.
Yeah.
You're 3 years into college swimming, right? A lot of people are considering whether they want to even swim college. What are mm-hmm. some of the positives you've seen from the decision that you've made to continue your swimming career in college?
Yeah. I mean, like I said before, all my best friends I've met through swimming. All five of my roommates were on the swim team or are still on the swim team to this day. It's just been the best 3 years of my life. Best choice I've ever made being on the team. I'm very involved on campus in the team, with the team. So that's definitely a big positive. And also you're surrounded by all these people that made their own decision that they chose to swim. It's not just, like you're in high school, like you've been swimming 7th, 8th, 9th grade and they just stick it through the last 3 years of high school. It's not like that. All these college swimmers are people that want to be there, that at any point during the season, they could choose. They could say, I don't want to do this anymore and just stop showing up to practice. So everyone that I see on the pool deck, like all my teammates, they choose to be there every day and it just makes everyone better and everyone like happier on deck.
Very cool. Very cool. I hear that experience a lot from people that choose to swim in college. For people that are starting to look at and making the decision, do I want to swim in college? What advice do you have for them since you've been through the process and had to make that decision yourself?
I mean, I would just say do it. you can always
just do it.
You can do it for a year. You can see if you like it, test the waters. I would strongly advise, I mean, you're gonna love it if you do it. It's my second family. Pretty much all the friends I have are through swimming or, through people I've met through swimming, like secondary friends like that. Best decision I've ever made. So
yeah, and that's the thing I think people need to understand. You could do it for a year. You could actually do it for a week.
Yes,
it's not my thing, and no one's going to judge you if you're like, I'd rather just focus on my schoolwork. You can say you're going to do it and then not do it and still be okay and accepted well on campus. It's a very accepting culture, but yeah, to take that first step and at least try, it would be hard for me to lay in bed at night and say, I wonder what would happen if I would have tried to swim in college. Instead of giving it a shot, figuring out what it's about.
You don't want to doubt yourself. You don't want to doubt any of the decisions you've made. I mean, one of the five of my roommates, swam with us freshman year and then hasn't through these past 2 years and still one of my best friends. So
yeah, there's no judgment.
Right.
Plans after college. What are we going to do? Cause you got to start thinking about that right now. You're a rising senior.
I know, I'm adulting.
You're adulting here, right?
Yeah.
What are we thinking?
It's scary. I have an internship lined up this summer. Hopefully should turn into a job after senior year if I do a good enough job at it. It's with a building company out of Atlanta is their headquarters. And they have two branches, one in Montrose, one in Excelsior. So I'll be bouncing back and forth between those two. It's a data and estimating internship. So numbers, which I've liked my entire life. So should be fun.
And for those of you who don't know, and I know Colby well, he's a rare breed. He's a numbers person that has people skills. So I'm pretty confident Colby's going to find a place in this world to be successful. So that's going to be awesome for you to explore both sides of that, I think. And actually, you know, previous years, what have you done for summer work, right? Working the golf course.
Yeah, it was manual labor on the golf course for a few years. And then just last summer, I went kind of the swim lessons route. And that was good, too.
Yep. But now it's adulting time.
Yeah.
It's adulting time. Are you going to do anything to stay engaged in the sport after you graduate?
Absolutely.
I've been talking a lot about like this. What do you think you're going to do?
Well, 14 years in the sport, it would be, I guess 15, because I was still involved in it, I guess, when I was little, when my brother swam and I didn't. 15 years out of the 20 years I've been alive, I've been engaged in the sport at least a little bit. So, I mean, after senior year, if I go cold turkey and stop looking into swimming or anything like that, it'll be a really hard adjustment, I bet. Luckily I have two younger siblings that swim. So I'll keep my foot in the door there. Watching Emma at Texas and wherever Bella ends up. Hopefully she swims in college. I would advise her to, like before.
Sure.
I'll definitely stay involved with the team. Won't lose contact with you for sure.
I wouldn't.
I'll just try my best to, I guess, talk to people that are still swimming, try and stay relevant. People tend to forget after a while. So
let me throw this out here. And I just want to get your reaction, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, is that I want to have a push to get kids that graduate college to consider doing officiating, either at the high school level or club level, either one. They both are minimal time commitments. Mm-hmm. To get these kids that are fresh out of college, know the sport, want to stay engaged, yet don't want to necessarily swim, right? Master swimming isn't for everybody. I know how hard it is as you get older. But fresh young eyes getting involved and taking their big personalities and fun into officiating. Would you ever consider something like that?
No, I never did before, but now that you bring it up, you might see me on the deck. I might DQ your kid. So
you wouldn't be the first. If they're coached by me, there's going to be DQs. We know that.
All right.
You guys all look good in polos. And our officiating crew is not getting any younger out there. They're amazing. But as like everyone, they age. And I really decided the other day, I want to make a strong push to convince kids to consider officiating. Although you're adults, I consider you kids. It'll be interesting.
I do too.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just want to throw that. If you would have gone, nope, no way, Jose, I would have been like, all right, maybe this is a bad idea. But I gave it the Colby Kern test. Like, yep. Colby's kind of like okay with it. It's not a horrible idea.
Well, yeah, I never thought about that before. I never kind of looked into that at all. But, you know, that would actually be a really great way to stay on deck, stay yeah. like into the sport. Yeah.
Let's say you did high school fishing. It'd be like an hour and a half a week you'd have to put mm-hmm. in. And you could officiate right around where you live. Who knows where you'd end up. I know mom and dad, Kern, are going to probably boot you out of the house and make you live on your own, which I can't blame them for that. You're not living here. Sorry, no room in the inn. I have a shed out back. You can consider that. It's pretty light rent. But yeah, I don't know. I'll throw that out there. Let's talk about, and I know you've been involved with Minnesota Swim and Vibe since I kind of started it here. What kind of impact do you think it's had on the sport, if any?
It's definitely had an impact on the younger audience, I would say. Almost every swimming kind of social media, anything I've seen like that, had been more tailored to adults, or like the kind of top of the top. I know, when Emma was still living here, her and my dad would talk all the time about Swim Sam articles. And I would just like, I'd be like, I didn't see that. I don't know much about that. So this has definitely pulled together the younger audience, and it's still pulling it together.
Still a lot of work to be done still. I think 1 year in, I think we did some things well, but there's mm-hmm. a lot we can certainly do better to keep it engaging for not only the younger ones, but for the college kids too, right?
Yep.
Go ahead.
And you have a lot of eyes on you. I know everyone at St. John's, everyone on the team knows what Swim and Vibe is. And every time like they have a post that they're all interested in, they'll like start talking about it. And I mean, that's kind of the first step you got to take to.
Right. 100% agree. I mean, you can't be invisible. You have to at least get mentioned every now and then. What's something you think we can do better at, either to support college swimming through your eyes or just in general?
Yeah. I would say, the on-deck presence. You have a big social media presence, and I know a lot of the videos that you posted, at least at the Mayak meet, blew up, and it was really cool to see that. But being on deck, maybe like there's like a little table for Swim and Vibe that people can go to. If every college swimmer has like a Swim and Vibe bag tag, or I mean something small like that, I bet like your popularity will spread a lot more.
All right. We'll have to spin up the merchandising department and do a little fundraising and get that out there. I like the idea. I think what we found early on is it's hard, at least for me as an individual, to be everywhere all at once.
Yeah.
So it's really getting more people involved to kind of be able to do that, want to do that. We've had some great volunteers through the first year, and hopefully we can continue. Mm-hmm. I know your St. John's buds did an amazing job at Mayaks, and so did the St. Ben's girls. So
yeah, they really enjoyed that.
That was a lot of fun.
They like that.
And if Carter Larson is ever super famous, we started it.
You're the reason. Mm-hmm.
Because his video, honestly, is probably close to 70 to 80,000 views. So don't let that go to his head, Carter.
Try not to let him. Yeah. He'll probably be listening to this. So we'll keep you humble, Carter.
Stay humble, Carter. All right, let's get to the fun questions. Colby Kern, senior year, Mayaks, championship of the 100 or 200 free. What's the walk-up song?
The walk-up song. It's got to be Joker and the Thief. The poker scene from The Hangover.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You are an old soul, Colby. I would give you that. Very eclectic. I thought you would have mm-hmm. gone with 500 Miles by The Proclaimers.
I haven't heard that in a while. That was the high school song.
That was back in high school. I remember it all. Final question before we let you go. Who should we have on the podcast in the future other than Carter Larson?
Obviously. Other than Carter Larson, okay.
That would probably make our ratings go up higher than I'm ready to handle. So something to kind of keep us mainstream but not push us to the viral stage.
Yeah, the site would crash if we had Carter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say college coaches, if you can, in the Minnesota area. I know, like from the on the MIAC perspective, a lot of those coaches are, I mean, have a lot to give. Like Ben and John, and I mean, all of them. That would be a really Randy, cool listen, yeah. just to see what they, what they think, because I haven't talked to a lot of them. I know I'm close with Ben and Mandy, but hearing everyone else's thoughts and stuff would be really cool.
For sure. I know we had Coach Killian on, and honestly, I was just loved listening to what he was talking about and how he was building out his program, because I kind of have the old school view of it from when I swam, but boy, they're different these days and they've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Made me feel really, really old. It's pretty cool.
Well, that anyone you talk to would make you feel like that probably now, right?
Yeah, there's only about 3 or 4 people out there that are older than me. Mm-hmm. I haven't found many. So awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Colby. Welcome back to Sweet Delano.
Thank you.
I'll bounce into you maybe at the 4th of July or something. I appreciate you being a guest.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always.